dictation for Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, Lutz, L-U-T-E-S, June 1854, address as a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, N-P, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, consultation for Mr. Lutz with abnormal progressive renal failure. As you are aware, he has underlying obesity, diabetes, hypertension, cirrhosis of the liver, and prior history of hepatocellular cancer, for what he underwent radiation with good results without evidence of recurrence, did not require surgery, was admitted with ascites, edema, portal hypertension decompensation in December, requiring a large volume of PERAS and TCCA liters and adjustments of diet and diuretics. He is following a salt fluid restriction. His weight, however, is slowly rising the last few months from 245 to 269. No changes in appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. Edema appears worse, but no evidence of cellulitis. He denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, or decreased volume. There is some nocturia, but no incontinence. Patient still has his prostate, denies chest pain palpitation. There is dyspnea, in part related to obesity. Mostly on activity, but also at rest. No purulent material hemoptysis, has not required any oxygen, has long-term history of sleep apnea, CPAP machine at least 20 years or longer. No growth or orthopnea PND, some varicose veins. Recently saw vascular surgeon, no evidence of deep vein thrombosis. No further procedures or treatment is indicated. Creatinine over the last 1 year has increased from 1.37 to presently 1.9, with a GFR decreasing from 54 down to 38. Next paragraph, his past medical history for morbid obesity, diabetes, hypertension. There is no reported diabetic retinopathy, minor neuropathy, no ulcers. He denies coronary artery disease. He denies arrhythmia, rheumatic fever, endocarditis. Has hypoventilation and sleep apnea on treatment as indicated above. No deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke. Denies viral hepatitis. Does have liver cirrhosis. Thought to be related to obesity, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. There is no history of varicose veins on prior EGD 2000 19. There has been no peritonitis or exocyte infection, denies anemia, blood transfusion, does have history of arthritis and gout. There has been enlargement of the spleen with low platelets but no active bleeding. Erectile dysfunction. History of anxiety. Prior osteoma orbital area removed. Next paragraph, surgeries include the liver biopsy, radiation treatment to the liver, right carpal tunnel, left knee scope, two osteoma removal, left orbital area. Prior colonoscopy is EGD. Next paragraph, side effects to ACE inhibitors, sulfa, penicillin, clindamycin, and avocado, ABS and Victor OCADO. Next paragraph, he smokes heavily as a teenager, 2 packs per day, all the way to 2000. Heavy alcohol into his mid-20s, and then sporadically after, he does use marijuana. Next paragraph, medications at home include Norvasc, Lasix, Clipicide, ARB, Olmesartan, Olmesartan, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, some supplements over the counter. Next paragraph, family history, a brother on dialysis. Next paragraph, review system, denies headaches, bleeding nose, gums that have multiple bruises. No syncope, no falling episode. Next paragraph. Chemistry is weight 269. Blood pressure 140 over 60 on the right, 148/66 on the left. Morbid obesity. Alert or intestine 3, no gross respiratory distress. Normal eye movements. No facial asymmetry. Thick neck, no palpable lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise. Lungs are distant clear in relation to his body size, but no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross wheezing. Appears regular, no pericardial rap, distant heart tones. Morbid obesity of the abdomen, difficult to precise internal organs, but no gross tenderness or masses, no gross varicose veins around the umbilical area. 3+ edema bilateral. Multiple bruises, upper extremities, erythema palm of the palm areas, bilateral, whitening of the fingernail beds, however, no clubbing, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries are from February. At that time, anemia 11.5 with an MCB of 93, a low platelet count 104, normal neutrophil lymphocytes, elevated glucose, creatinine 1.9, normal sodium, potassium elevated 5.3, normal acid base, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, elevated alkaline phosphatase, AST, ALT, normal bilirubin, present GFR 38, stage 3B. The last A1C available 6.4. I do not have a urine analysis. There is, however, an albumin creatinine ratio, which is elevated for the last few years, as high as 1200. Next paragraph, a recent echocardiogram, December last year, ejection fraction is normal. No reported valve abnormalities. Right ventricle considered normal, no pulmonary hypertension. The report of the large volume of paracentesis, 8 liters, with evidence of transudate, a CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast, erotic changes of the liver, gallbladder stones without obstruction, large spleen at 17.3, no obstruction of the kidneys. No enlargement of the lymph nodes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive renal failure. A number of risk factors include background of diabetes, which is long-standing, potentially diabetic nephropathy. It has gross proteinuria. Question if it's reaching nephrotic range. The background of liver cirrhosis with recent decompensation back in December with generalized edema, portal hypertension, and ascites. Question hepatorenal syndrome. No evidence for obstruction or urinary retention. There is gross proteinuria. No evidence, no urine analysis available given his liver cirrhosis. Glomerulopathy like IgA nephropathy is in the differential diagnosis. The etiology of his liver disease was considered to be metabolic syndrome, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, although he has heavy alcohol as a young person. In this moment, there is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He appears compensated with salt, fluid restriction, and diuretics. Blood pressure is in the upper side. We are going to repeat chemistries. We will advise on nutrition, potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, and anemia management as needed. We will do a protein creatinine ratio to see if he's reaching nephrotic range. Based on that, we will decide to do further serology, potentially for primary glomerulopathy. Given his body size, secondary FSGS is also a consideration, and that can cause progressive renal failure as well as heavy proteinuria. I did not change present ARB olmesartan, but depending on how fast kidney function is changing, we might need to adjust that medicine. We would like to keep as long as possible this medication because of the heavy proteinuria, which is the primary treatment for this. It's my understanding that there is no recurrence of the hepatocellular cancer. At some point, he needs to see a liver specialist to help manage the liver cirrhosis. There has been no documented esophageal varices, peritonitis, or encephalopathy. He has anemia but has not required EPO treatment. The anemia in part related to enlargement of the spleen. We will keep an eye on vitamin B12 and folic acid. All issues discussed with the patient and further advice to follow with new results and dictation.